Hi there. This is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. It's very windy as I record this episode for you today. I am outside enjoying the sunshine. It is very chilly, but it's gorgeous outside. This show is all about empowering you to find happiness from within. Sometimes I interview people, sometimes I record a sermon if the Father gives me a topic, and sometimes I share music with you or a combination of all three. No matter what kind of person you are, I think we can all appreciate going through a difficult season. So this show is another way to help you combat those tough days for yourself. As I was getting ready for the day, the Father whispered to me, "I want you to go and walk in this area that you've walked a few times, and I want you to record this Sunday, a very special Sunday called Palm Sunday." So if you're not familiar with what that means, I'm going to tell you a bit about it. So in the faith system that I identify with as being a Christian, a follower of Christ, Jesus Christ specifically, it was on this day, thousands of years ago, that the people in the town, they were praising him. They got all of these branches, palm trees, like they were bowing down to him and shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna." And it was a celebration. He had been creating miracle after miracle, healing people, raising the dead, curing leprosy, brought a child back to life, helped a man pay off his debts for the year, all kinds of miracles. And there was always crowds that would follow him wherever he went because he provided for their every need. A woman that was bleeding for 12 years, she was considered an outcast because she was unclean due to a medical condition that she couldn't control. She touched the cloak of his outfit, and her faith healed her. He knew his powers of healing had been released, and he said, Who just touched me?" And they were like, "We're in a crowded area. Like, everybody's touching you." And he said, "No. Healing powers were released from me. Someone touched me with great faith." Come to find, her bleeding condition stopped. She was healed. Miracle after miracle. So this Sunday, they were praising him. They were shouting that he was the Most High King. And of course, there was a king at that time that didn't like that. There were many people in the area that didn't like what he was doing. Those people were taxing the poor, charging lots and lots of money for their salvation. It was the religious leaders, it was the government leaders, doing all kinds of crooked things. And the healing that he was providing was free. He wasn't charging people to meet with him. He wasn't saying, "Hey, for only, you know, $3.99, get rid of your cancer." No. Everything that he did was free. Everything in this world that you need is a gift from above. That's what I believe. Because he says that anything you ask in my name shall be given to you if you believe. So on this very special Sunday, I want you to think deeply about what you've been asking for in your life. Not necessarily monetary things or physical gifts. What is it that you've been aspiring for, dreaming of? Have you given it to God? Have you given it to the Father? And His Son, Jesus Christ, have you asked in His name? And if you have asked, like some of my community members have told me, I ask and I keep asking, and He's not giving. The first time you ask, after the first time when you're praying, you thank Him in advance for providing it in His timing. And then you say, and if you choose not to provide this, Father, that's okay too. I trust you. Then you give it to Him. Then He can decide what's best for you. If you could create the whole universe, all the galaxies in a day, don't you think He can make sure that your gift isn't a curse? Trust Him. Trust the process. Be patient. It's been an incredible journey. He's showed me bits and pieces of the future. He showed me very clearly my life purpose in 2018, right before I moved across the country. He revealed in my bedroom as I was praying. He opened up the heavens and He showed me the three pillars of Move Happy: mindset, community, fitness. He showed me an annual event that would be held first in America, and then we'd take it to another country every year. Less than 18 months later, we were all in a global pandemic, and lo and behold, a bunch of pharmaceutical people, Deepak Chopra, however you say his name, Arianna Huffington, Kennedy Foundation, Johnson & Johnson, all of these big-time organizations reached out to me for my network because I had branded myself as a woman focused on helping people with depression. They had paid for, funded an online event to help people struggling with depression during the pandemic because I kept speaking it into existence when the Father revealed it to me in 2018. He was so clear. He revealed my purpose so clearly in my mind that although there has been lots and lots of moments of silence from Him, He's allowed me to live my life. But He guides my every step in every category. And you can have that as well. I do praise Him, and I do say things like Hosanna, maybe not in those exact words, but I do praise Him because I know that the Father gave His Son, His only Son, He gave Him down to the earth to be crucified on a cross, to die and rise again, which happens next weekend is what we celebrate, Easter Sunday. It is truth. There are many people that don't believe it. In fact, there are many books that speak against it, trying to change history. Marxism, trying to tell you also that men can give birth and have periods. I read the other day on X that men are actually injecting themselves with ketchup and other red foreign liquids to make it look like they're having periods. No, if you're having bloody urine, that's a sign that your kidneys are probably infected. You should go get that checked out from your doctor. Father assigned us very specific roles in the world. women, even if you don't think that you have maternal instincts, you are designed from the Father to care for children, to be motherly and loving and have empathy, to be a helpmate. Men, you have clear roles that you're supposed to be warrior. You're supposed to desire to provide for your family or for yourself if you're not married, to protect. And when you're united with your mate, that's when you're most like the Father, when you're in unison as a couple, because He created us all in His own image. I found my mate, my soulmate, I should say. He found me. I was sent to him for protection. He was assigned as my security detail protection in 2020. From Jason Johnson. Jason came to my house that I was staying at temporarily during the pandemic. Jason had participated in my VIP therapy experience for Rich High Society. It was the second time I ever executed it. We're calling it Rich Happy Therapy, or RHT. At that time, I didn't have the name yet until after the fact, but it was the second time I executed it. It was online, it was through Zoom, and he was impressed. He was impressed at the testimonials that were said about me, at being an effective person at helping people with depression, people thanking me publicly. He connected with a lot of good people, even connected for a business deal live, and I didn't promise anyone that, but the Father gifts me with the ability to bring people together. I know that about myself. I'm clear about that. What I didn't know at the time, and I was learning how to guard myself through wolf in sheep's clothing. There was a husband and wife that were, the team believed they were from the Illuminati deep state. They pretended to be Christians. She showed me her PhD in divinity, told me she was a minister in her faith. She was a part of that. Her and her husband told me they would help me grow my business. And she connected with Jason after the fact, told me how easy it would be to manipulate him, that he was young and impressionable, and she could get him to do whatever she wanted him to do. I didn't understand why she was saying that to me on the phone, because I don't believe anyone should try to manipulate anyone. I think people should be allowed to be themselves. And if you ask someone for something, if they say yes, that means that you've been an effective person at showing them the need, or they like you and they desire to work with you for whatever reason. She dangled the carrot and I'm certain offered him the money. Lorianne Sayer paid him when I refused to bow down to a different God. I said, I worship Jesus Christ. She couldn't come near me, so she paid him to destroy my life when she found out he was the president of the Blackwater Alumni Group that protects all presidents of America. She paid him who knows how much. She no longer walks the earth because she committed treason. Nonetheless, he took her money and he also sent me to get protections. But he said he couldn't be involved in it. So he sent me to another presidential security team for protections. And this man was wiser, smarter, older than him. He actually trained Jason. He told me that about a year and a half later. So I said, I think he sent me to you because I introduced him to my high school choir teacher, who was my honorary guest in the experience. And I think he trusted me because he could see that I had people from decades that have known me and said good things about me that were a part of the experience. Did you know him? I know you said you didn't know him, but when I showed you his photo, you said, oh, is that what he's calling himself these days? So I know that's not his real name. But did you know this man? And he said, I might have trained him in the past. I trained a lot of men in this organization. I said, okay. And I spent a couple of months with him off grid, because you have to understand the Illuminati, these are the richest, most powerful people in the world. They do things on private islands that you would be sick knowing about. And at that time I didn't know what this organization was about. Gloria never identified that she was a part of that cult, but we believe, because they had tried to get me to join in 2018 and in 2019, she was sent. They refused to tell me what their cult was about. They said, you have to join in order to find out, but you will get access to money, power, influence, whatever you want. I said, that sounds like a cult to me. I don't join things without knowing about them first. My first year in public school, we had a DARE officer. Officer Wright, he would come every Friday and he would teach us lessons, helping us kids in the hood not become arrested like a lot of the parents and aunts and uncles of these kids that I grew up with. And he taught us on one of those Fridays that you could be incriminated if you were just in the car. I think he gave an example. You're going in the car ride to a baseball game, but on the way to the baseball game, the driver stops at a store and one of the guys steals from the store. Then they drive away. You are now an accessory and you could be tried for the same crime. So I learned a long time ago, you got to be careful who you're associated with. I was extremely careful, but these people, they are manipulative. Lorianne and her husband and her son, very manipulative people. I think her son had had enough of her crap, actually. He was going to be a part of my organization. He was a survivor, a former patient in the mental institution, if in fact that was really her son. That was his story. And he struggled with drug addictions, and she was happy to have him work with me, if it made sense, because I had a no drug, no alcohol policy. If you want to have a glass of wine with dinner, that's fine, but no drunken behavior allowed. So what a lot of Christian organizations do. And I had conversations with them a few weeks before she started turning nasty. As Pastor Joel Osteen would call it, a spirit of division. She had a huge spirit of division. She talked trash about every single person, including, Father told me to mention his name, Bill Dolan. Bill and I had connected in 2019 on LinkedIn. I don't know who sent him in my direction, but he showed up on my feed. We connected. He became a guest on my podcast. He poured out his heart that he had died on an airplane and his heart completely stopped, and his friend had revived him, and he's worked with famous people like President Clinton and Obama and Kirk Franklin, Gwen Stefani, all these big names in Hollywood, and he's crying because he died. And he said he saw the face of Jesus Christ. He got a chance to visit heaven or have a spiritual encounter. And he said, I knew. He said, I believed in Christ before, but I knew when I died and I was revived back that I had this purpose. So I started my own business. Well, we call it Spirit Media, and we help aligned businesses help expand their brands. We are a spirit-led business. Now, unfortunately, at some point, Bill decided to be more friendly with Lorianne, although he publicly announced that he would be my friend for life. One thing I've learned getting in the industry, if you will, is watch what people do, not so much what they say. I didn't know that Bill Clinton was a bad guy, other than he cheated on his wife when I was in junior high and we all heard about Monica Lewinsky. I didn't know that he was harming children in private. I don't know if Bill was involved in that at all, but I do know that he stopped advertising a lot of the big famous names shortly after the shutdown of 2020, when all of these people were getting arrested, and a lot of people are saying tribunal execution, get mode. I've never ever once desired to have all the riches of the world, which Satan tempts people to receive. I've desired to be obedient to this calling that the Father put on my heart. It's a very big calling. I was very clear on my calling, and I shared that with Bill when I interviewed him on the podcast. After we stopped recording, we chatted on Zoom for a little bit, and he said, "How I love your vision. How can I help support you?" I said, "I would like to interview." At that time, I just started interviewing people on my podcast. I said, I would like to interview big-time names on the show from a variety of industries, one industry representative each outlining how they overcome, you know, depression or bad days, bad seasons through their mindset. What kind of community do they associate with? What kinds of people do they associate with? And in reality, I just watched a video earlier today. I'm in this private group. Well, there's like a few thousand members in it, but it's on this special app where they talk about quantum physics and interesting areas of your health and whatnot. And they talked about how the heart is actually, it sends an aura of 3 feet around you. And when you are in close contact with other people's auras, if they have low energy, bad energy, you absorb it, and then that's what you send out into the world. And if they are high energy, positive, loving, kind, you know, things of that nature, their aura is positive, then you absorb it and it magnifies that aura within you. We are very much connected to others that we associate with. And that is one of the strongest predictors of your happiness or the opposite end of your depression, if you're hanging around negative Nellies. And the third pillar of Move Happy, of course, fitness. Very much into exercise and sports psychology, which encourages people to have an intrinsic desire to move, doing things that you love or that are challenging or that are fun for you. We all identify fun in different ways, challenge in different ways, and what we enjoy in different ways. So I ask people on the show when I first started interviewing, what is it that you enjoy doing to move your body? What is your favorite thing? Or what are some of your favorite ways to move your body? And I've heard all kinds of answers, and that is what I desired to hear on the show, so that people could learn and hear and be reminded to move their bodies in different ways, but to get up and move. When you move, you connect to the body that you were gifted a short time on this earth from the Father above. When you isolate yourself, you stay planted on the couch You put the blanket over your head. You're not living life. You're just avoiding potential tragedies. Life is risky. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to hide in your house? Or are you going to face and embrace those risks and challenge yourself to the next level? I praise Jesus Christ through every stage. I'm not going to lie, though. These last couple of years, it's been extremely difficult. Most people would not survive with a sound mind if they didn't have Jesus Christ in their heart. The man that trained Jason Johnson, that he sent me to, he and I married in 2022. Shortly after that, we were forced to separate because the deep state Illuminati cult, they didn't like that the lies they were telling about me, they were getting caught up in their lies. They had added illegally mental health diagnoses to my permanent medical record. I've never been hospitalized for psychiatric treatment. I don't laugh at you or make fun of you or anything like that if you have. We each have our own stories. They created the story to cover up the truth that they had all worked together. The security teams that protect all the presidents worked together to keep me alive. What I believe was the plan was that Jason didn't even know what was going on. He was told, come to my house, get some information on me, and then they were going to try and use me as a spy. And so he was told to send me to Trump's team, and then they would just hack in on my devices and listen in on conversations or listen in whenever he was in the room talking to someone else on his phone or whatever. And they created a problem by hacking into my devices, hacking into the person's devices that I was dating at the time that went mentally insane and planned to kill his own mother and started acting out those plans. They created problems to cause him to be stressed, and he was not of sound mind, and they used that as a way to get me to be a spy without asking me, without telling me. They used all of us, including Jason. When I married my husband in 2022, he stood up for me because the Father told him to. He came into the shower while he was getting ready for the day, and he opened up the shower curtain and he said, don't you know that I am more powerful than this shower curtain? I can move mountains. I can do anything I desire to do. People are lying about your wife. They are telling stories, saying that she made the whole thing up. You need to defend your wife. You will be a guest on her show. You will speak the truth, and no one will be able to deny it. They can't tell any more lies. He gets out of the shower and he tells me. He's so excited. He said, whew! The Father just visited me in the shower. I said, he did? What happened? And he told me everything I just told you. And he said, I'm going to be a guest. We're going to record this today. I said, okay. Do you need to get permission? He said, no. I do what the Father tells me to do. I said, okay. He said, I'll put a mask on. No one will know my true identity. The only ones that will are the ones that set up the whole situation. I said, okay. He said, you ask me questions, and if I can't answer, if I'm not allowed to talk about it, I'll respond in a way, and then we'll move on to another question. I said, perfect. He said, but everything will be truth. I said, great. After we recorded that episode, aired it on the YouTube channel and on the podcasting, you know, listening channel, within a day or two, They had threatened my nonprofit business partner that they had already told to disassociate from me a year prior. She reached out of the blue, called, and was asking questions about him. I quickly changed the subject, but I stayed on the line too long, and they traced our location. So his boy said, I gotta go. So I've been living without my husband for 2 years. I've had to start over. I've been forced into homelessness multiple times, stripped of my money, stripped of my assets, you name it. Beyond humiliation. But it's been all for this purpose that the Father put on my heart in 2018. No one's going to stop me from this purpose. They will have to kill me before I stop. There are too many people that die every single day from self-inflicted wounds because the enemy is powerful. Spiritual warfare is real. Depression is real, but it is not more powerful than the creator of the universe. If you desired to have that power, that evil dark power, removed from you permanently and replaced with eternal peace, knowing where you're going to go if you die, repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I can't earn it or buy it. You give it freely to those who walk with you, Father. I know that I'm a sinner in need of your forgiveness. Please forgive me and come into my heart and never leave my side. I pray this in your heavenly name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. Your next step is to get plugged into a Bible-based church. Give God first place. And you ask, Father? He says, share this episode with everyone. All right, love you guys. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.